The opinions expressed by Chad Slagle from Slagle Financial are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, it is recommended to seek advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation.
Broadcasting throughout the Midwest, it's the Chad Slagle Show with your host, Chad Slagle. Each week, Chad and his guests share important tips on how retirees can build, protect, and preserve their life savings. It's like training camp for retirees. Chad Slagle is featured each month on KSDK News Channel 5's Ask the Financial Expert and is also the host of the Chad Slagle Show on KMOV Channel 4 Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and is routinely sought out by national financial publications as a leading financial expert. Here he is to educate and empower you to make better decisions with your hard-earned dollars, the host of the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement, full-time financial advisor and part-time coach, Chad Slagle.
Good evening and welcome into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. On this week's show on the clipboard, we're going to talk about why it's so important for you to have a practice plan for your retirement. And on the hot seat this week, joining us is Mr. Stan Hathcock, author of the Annuity Stanifesto, a.k.a. Stan the Annuity Man. And we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly about annuities. And on Chalk Talk this week, we're going to talk about how you can tell if you need a redesign.
I believe financial planning is about educating people and empowering them to make better decisions.
Good evening and welcome into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. On this week's show on the clipboard, we're going to talk about why it's so important for you to have a practice plan for your retirement. And on the hot seat this week, joining us is Mr. Stan Hathcock, author of the Annuity Stanifesto, a.k.a. Stan the Annuity Man. And we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly about annuities. And on Chalk Talk this week, we're going to talk about how you can tell if you need a redesign on your portfolio. So sit back and relax. The Chad Slagle Show starts now.
I'm Chad Slagle. I believe financial planning is about educating people and empowering them to make better decisions with their hard-earned dollars.
Coaching gives me satisfaction from watching a player succeed and get better.
You need an experienced team around you. The best coaches have great assistant coaches. I have brought a lot of the techniques and structure I learned from playing and coaching football,
play that second one again,
and apply them to the world of investing. My goal now is to coach as many individuals and families as I can on how to get successfully to and through retirement.
Welcome into the Chad Slagle Show. I'm the coach, Chad Slagle, and joining me is my colleague and co-host, Mr. Chad Tobin. And what we want to talk about this week on our clipboard segment is why it's so important to have a practice plan for your retirement. Of course, as we talked about many times on this show, I had the great privilege of coaching high school football at a pretty high level for about 10 years. And I've taken a lot of the structure and ideology that I learned from coaching and playing football, and we've applied it to investing in our firm. And one thing in particular that I want to talk about today is what's called a practice plan. You know, about 15 minutes before the team would go out for practice, all the coaches would sit down and meet, and the head coach would have what's called a practice plan that he would put in front of every coach. So if you were a position coach, you had what you need to get accomplished that day with your position, but also what we need to get accomplished as a team as a whole for us to be successful and have a good game plan come Friday night.
Well, Coach, that's something, you know, kind of listening to, you know, your experiences with a very high-quality high school football team. You know, I take that back to even college and playing basketball in college. And, you know, I kind of, as the player, thought it was a little little silly to, at the beginning of the week, we would be walking through what the, our next opponent, some of the plays that they did. And I always wondered why we were doing that. But once the game came, we were more prepared, and it really made a lot of sense at that point.
And, you know, you say that, and it makes me think, Chad, a lot of people are thinking out there, you know, I'm not going to retire for 5 or 10 years. I don't really need a game plan. And that's the problem with a lot of retirees today. They don't come up with a game plan until they retire or until they maybe they get 6 months or a year from retirement. And you need to start planning now if you're 5, 10 years from retiring for that game plan. When it comes to investing, the reason people – and we find the reason people and portfolios fail is because there is no structure or no clear-cut game plan of what they're striving for or what they want to get accomplished. There's no end result that they're striving for.
Well, and absolutely. Whether it's your retirement plan or whether it's, you know, you're preparing for your next opponent if you're an athlete or even in your professional career, you know, you have a game plan in place, whether it's a monthly game plan, a yearly game plan. And when you get to retirement or close to retirement, you've got to be thinking the same way to develop that game plan for you.
And that's what we're going to talk about, actually, Chad, on our Chalk Talk segment a little bit later. We're going to talk about why you may or may not need a redesign for your portfolio and how to have structure in your game plan when it comes to your finances and your retirement.
Well, one thing that being excited about for the show, we have a great guest on the hot seat coming up. And also, you know, we'll talk a lot about the different types of investment vehicles out there, but really why it's so important to educate yourself on the different worlds of investing, the different types of investments, to really be able to put a proper game plan in place for you.
That's right. When we come back, joining us on the hot seat is Mr. Stan Hathcock, author of the Annuity Stanifesto. He also likes to call himself Stan the Annuity Man. And we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly about annuities, but also why they may or may not be right for your portfolio. So stay with us, folks. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Stan the Annuity Man and why they may or may not be right for you.
Your host and coach, Chad Slagle, and join
me. I'll be with you guys in just a few minutes.
When it comes to your health, your life, your family, your home, and your hard-earned dollars, of course you want to make sure you're working with that sharp, energetic, knowledgeable individual that is always looking out for your best interest.
Such short notes. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
It's time to get your financial house in order. This is the new age of retirement planning.
In the Wall Street world, that's what they talk about. You got to have
equity. Come back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement.
We are Slagle Financial. Call now, 888-294-9248.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about Chad Slagle and what Chad is going to do for you to maximize your retirement dollar. And I'm talking about 17 years solely focused on retirement dollars and solely focused on maximizing that kind of money. Now, listen, he's got his eye only on making sure that you're making the most of your retirement dollar. So, yeah, there are a lot of good financial guys out there, but some of them are spread pretty thin and don't really know the ins and outs of the game, don't know how the game is played. Chad can be your shepherd. He's the guy who's on every Sunday here at FM News Talk 97.1 advising you on your retirement money, what to do with it, whether or not you're about to retire, whether or not you're just newly retired, or whether or not you've been retired for a couple of years, just not comfortable with the returns. Chad's the guy who's going to massage that and make it work for you. Slagle Financial, SLAGLEfinancial.com.
Welcome back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. Joining me on the hot seat this week is Mr. Stan Hathcock, a.k.a. Stan the Annuity Man. And we're going to visit with him a little bit about his book, The Annuity Stanifesto, as well as the ins and the outs, the good and the bad of annuities. So, Stan, I want to thank you very much for taking time to visit with us this evening.
Great to be here.
Well, I guess, first of all, let's jump in. And I've read your book, of course, but tell our viewers here a little bit about you, why you wrote the book, but also you used to be a former basketball player and also worked for many Wall Street firms like Dean Witter, Payne Weber at one time. Tell us a little bit about the history of who Stan the Annuity Man is.
Well, I grew up with my mom and dad both being college basketball coaches. My dad coached at App State and then a small college called Lees McRae, so it's a pretty tough life growing up when your mom's drawing plays up on a napkin. There's no soft landing spot. So I put my way through college playing basketball. I played for University of Central Florida known as UCF. And if no one knows who that is, if you watch the draft tomorrow night, the quarterback, Blake Bortles, is a UCF grad. So it's the second largest school in the country behind Arizona State attendance, enrollment-wise. But I always kid the coach down there that, shoot, now they'd never recruit me. But back then, I could shoot a three-pointer, and that put me through school. So from that, I went straight from there to the wirehouse world. I worked for Dean Witter, if you remember old Dean Witter, and they got absorbed by Morgan Stanley. Then I went for searching for a smaller firm called Payne Weber, went to Payne Weber, and then they got absorbed by UBS. About 7 years ago, I took some time off and decided to I just took a stab at annuities. A friend of mine said, hey, you need to go look at that. And the more I looked, the more it was horrible. It was the wild, wild west, and you know, people were just saying anything they want. And nothing has changed a lot from that standpoint, from the advertising. Mm-hmm. But what motivated me to write the book, The Annuity Manifesto, is I really believe that people need a book that's not a pitch, that's not a sell. They need to understand all of the products, all the strategies, the ins and outs, so that they can make an informed decision. And I think the book has accomplished that. It's selling very well, and I think if people read it, they'll have enough ammunition to make a very informed decision whether an annuity is right for them or not. In a lot of cases, annuities aren't the right solution.
Absolutely, and just so everybody knows, let's kind of keep generic here for a little bit. What exactly is an annuity?
An annuity is a contract between you and an insurance company. They're life insurance products, but they do not carry the same tax benefits as life insurance. For me, annuities are transfer of risk products. You buy them for the contractual guarantees, what they will do, not what they might do. And in my world, they solve for four things. That acronym is PIL. P stands for principal protection, I stands for income for life, L stands for legacy, and the other L is for long-term care. I do not think annuities should be purchased as growth products. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, most annuities are sold as such.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, in my opinion, there's no such thing as a bad investment vehicle. However, certain vehicles, in my opinion, are set up for certain people at certain phases and certain situations of their life. Now, there are pros and cons to all vehicles. And I think one of the biggest con or the bad thing about annuities is they are not positioned properly. And you talk about that in your book at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. So what are the reasons an investor would purchase an annuity? What decisions, you know, would they base that on?
Well, most of the time, annuities solve for lifetime income. They're the only product on the planet that will pay you for life regardless of how long you live. That's the true value proposition of an annuity. They were developed in the Roman times for soldiers to get paid for after they got done serving in the Roman army. And 200 years ago, it started being sold in the United States for pastors and preachers that retired in the state of Pennsylvania. So the original structure of the annuity, which is providing a lifetime income stream similar to Social Security, similar to your pension, is still, in my opinion, the best way to use an annuity, a gap filler. For instance, if you say, you know what, we're getting this in Social Security and we need this to fill the gap for my wife and I for the rest of our lives, that's a perfect example of a transfer risk for an annuity. Now, in a lifetime income situation, people always say, Stan, what's the return on investment with an annuity? And I say, listen, if you tell me when you're going to die, I can give it to you to the penny. Up until that point, you're transferring the risk to the insurance company to pay for you for the rest of your life. And some people find value in that, and some people don't.
Absolutely. I mean, when we talk about annuities, they should be used for safety of principal, as you said, lifetime income, and for the transfer of wealth, if you want to transfer your wealth from one generation to another. And we're going to talk a little bit about, we can jump into more detail about your acronym PIL. But before we do that, we often talk on our show about the three worlds of investing. You know, you have the insurance world, you have the Wall Street world, and you have the banking world. And in my opinion, you have to have a little bit in all three to have a balanced portfolio. However, I know a lot of our viewers, myself, have seen, you know, one-page printouts in local newspapers here in the USA Today, all over the internet, from so-called financial experts, one in particular that writes for Forbes magazine, and then they proclaim they hate annuities, and you should too. Why is that out there if for some people these could be a good vehicle to use?
Absolutely. And people have to understand that, you know, it's an advertisement. The person behind it is a guy named Ken Fisher. He's the largest asset manager in the country, manages over $60 billion. And what he's trying to do is make you come out of your variable or index annuity so he can manage the money, and he's going to somehow rebate those fees back to you. So, you know, it's an advertisement. Controversy sells. You can't make a broad stroke like that. Ken Fisher's not going to say, I hate all restaurants. But in essence, that's what he's saying when he says, I hate all annuities. There's 15 different types of annuities. Mm-hmm. They all do different things. They all offer specific things. And they all have their own limitations. So for a Ken Fisher or whoever, and that's just an advertisement, I don't know Ken Fisher, to say, I hate annuities, I just translate that into, I hate all restaurants.
Folks, if you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, have at least $250,000 in assets. We encourage you to give us a call at our offices, 888-294-9248, to take advantage of a 15-minute phone consultation. And if you qualify, you can actually sit down with an advisor at our office in Creve Coeur, Edwardsville, or Sunset Hills, and sit down with an advisor face-to-face, eye-to-eye, to analyze your risk level, answer your questions, and make sure that you're on that right track to get you successfully to and through retirement. Or you can go to chadslegelshow.com to request your very own consumer's guide to finding the right retirement coach, which is an essential guide to developing your winning game plan. Again, that's chadslegelshow.com.
Real quick, you said there's 15 different types of annuities out there. Mm-hmm. Break down the main three types of annuities so our viewers understand that.
Well, the main type would be, first would be the single premium immediate annuity. That solves for immediate income. The second type would be kind of an income later thought, which is a deferred annuity with an attached benefit income rider that solves for future income. A very popular new product is called a longevity annuity, also referred to as a deferred income annuity. And it's a deferred pension, no moving parts, no fees, et cetera. And then I guess the next most popular and actually the most sold is a variable annuity, which is mutual funds, and they call them in the industry separate accounts, and then you can attach benefits to that as well, and that's the most popular sold product in the country is a variable annuity.
And I guess one of the biggest concerns when we talk about annuities, what a lot of people like Mr. Fisher and a lot of people out there that are trying to get your money to put into that Wall Street world, they lump all these into one annuities, and you just can't do that because there's some immediate or fixed annuities that don't charge fees. There's variable annuities that do, but they lump them all into one, saying that they hate them or they don't like annuities.
Well, it's like saying all stocks are bad, all mutual funds are bad, all bonds are bad, all ETFs are bad. I doubt if Mr. Fisher would say that, but in the same breath he says all annuities are bad, and he knows there's 15 different types of annuities. This is a in-your-face advertisement. It's guerrilla advertising. Good for him. I'm sure it's being very successful, but people need to see through that and understand that annuities solve for specific goals. And it takes the risk off your shoulders. Some people find that important, some people don't. But if you're tired of watching the valuations and you don't want to, you know, keep up with CNBC and you don't have a trusted advisor, annuities do have their place.
And not to mention, if you want that income stream that's going to last throughout the rest of your life, we don't know if we're going to die at 80, 85, or 105. You want to make sure you have a vehicle that gives you that income stream or that private pension, if you will, that's going to last throughout the rest of your life. Stan, we have about 30 seconds. Tell everyone again, PIL, and exactly what that means and how you use that.
If you want to find out if you need an annuity, here's the way to do it. The word is PIL. P stands for principal protection. I stands for income for life. L stands for legacy, which means leaving money to your heirs. And the other is for long-term care. If you don't need one or more of those things, you do not need an annuity.
Very, very good stuff. And again, I think it all comes back to educating yourself on your monies, what you want your money to do for you, and really just educating yourself on all the different vehicles that are out there. There's not one cure that's going to fix all. It's a lot of different things, as we said, those three worlds of investing all working together for your benefit. So, Stan, I want to thank you very much for your book, for your research. Please keep up the good work, and we look forward to having you on the show again soon.
Thanks, Chad.
Stay with us, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can tell if you need a redesign done on your portfolio. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the Chad Slagle Show.
Okay, let's go.
He's such an involved dad. He's always telling the kids stories. I remember when so-and-so said I couldn't do this or I didn't make this team.
Everybody in here.
That's what drives him. In our family, we always tell our kids to stick up for each other, stand behind one another. He feels it's his role to provide and keep us safe, to make sure that the kids are taken care of. A lot of Chad's clients have the same traditional values, and he bonds with them. Each family has a different set of circumstances, and each family is unique and different. The common thread between all of Chad's clients is that they want the best for their family, just as he would our own family.
Welcome back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. What we want to talk about, jump into this week on our Chalk Talk segment, is are you in need of a potential redesign done on your portfolio? You know, Chad, when it comes to investing your hard-earned dollars, you have many different tools to use, and there's not one tool that's going to fix all of your problems. And trying to understand and know everything about these different investment tools can be very challenging for many people. And we often hear of three common goals from retirees, those who are in the red zone, you know, wanting to retire in the next 5 to 10 years, or those that are already retired. And our clients and viewers are important to understand how to tell if you need a redesign on your portfolio. So there's three major ways to tell that. Number one, do you have a lot of different accounts? And this is what we find all the time, Chad. We have somebody that has an IRA over here, a 401k over here, different brokerage accounts. So number one is, do you need a consolidation of those accounts? Do you have too many accounts sitting all over? And there's really no game plan of how these plans cohesively fit together to accomplish your goals.
Well, and that's one thing that, you know, we hear a lot from when people come in, and this is one thing. We want to consolidate a lot of these accounts. They know that they have different accounts all over, so consolidation being one of those main common goals that we hear. Number two, people come in and they say, hey, we want a more of a simple plan. We want to simplify things. And I kind of go back to that keep it simple, stupid, that word KISS. So, you know, just trying to be simple in that plan.
Not only simplify, but understand it. You know, we often talk about, do you understand the fees you're paying, or is it too complicated? In other words, if your advisor, you ask them what fees you're paying, they hand you a 200-page prospectus. To me, that's complicated. Just explain to me what I'm paying in fees. Make everything transparent. How much risk am I taking? If the market drops 20 to 30%, how much am I going to lose? Don't show me a bunch of graphs and charts. Keep it simple for me as well. So simplify your plan, and your advisor should simplify that plan for you as well. And number three, de-risk to lessen the market exposure. Kind of goes along with the risk that we're talking about, Chad.
You know, and a lot of people come in, they're sitting there and they're saying, boy, I can see retirement, or I just retired, you know, and I really can't afford to take a pretty big hit on this nest egg that we've just worked 30, 40 years for. So they're looking for ways to kind of de-risk and lessen that exposure.
And one way to de-risk, of course, coming off of the interview there with Stan, the annuity man, could be annuities, may or may not be right for you. Just make sure if you invest in an annuity, you're doing it for the right reasons. You know, it should be safety of your principal, should be for wealth transfer and for income, not for growth, and not to compete with mutual funds or actively managed accounts. That's not why it's set up. Again, it's there for safety and to put the burden on the insurance company, if you will.
Well, and when you kind of do a redesign, or you're looking at your portfolio, you need to weigh the pros and the cons to the many different types of investment tools that are out there that you can use for your own benefit. You know, and going back to that redesign of a plan and looking at the top goals, you know, it has to start by keeping it simple and really educating yourself, number one, on the three different worlds of investing.
And the three worlds, of course, the banking industry, the insurance world, and the Wall Street world. Why would you use the banking industry? The banking industry would be used for money that you want liquid, money that's safe, and money that you can get to right now. For any other reason, there's really not a good reason to use a CD or a money market account. I guess that you need that 6 months worth of income, needs to sit there and needs to be liquid. If your furnace breaks down, you need a new roof, you need to have that money liquid. Or as you talk about often, Chad, you know, you have that equity in your home and you want to do some remodeling of your kitchen, your bathroom, that HELOC that you call, that home equity line of credit. But other than that, really not there. And we talk about insurance industry. We've mentioned safety, wealth transfer, income. Basically, you want to look at your portfolio as a whole, carve out enough of that portfolio to cover that income stream or that wealth transfer. And once you've solved for that, then you can invest in that third world, that Wall Street world, where you can afford to take a little more risk with that money. Because if the market's down, it's not as a big deal because you don't need to lock those losses in. You don't have to draw that money out because you've already solved for that income.
Folks, if you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, have at least $250,000 in assets, we encourage you to give us a call at our offices, 888-294-9248, to take advantage of a 15-minute phone consultation. And if you qualify, you can actually sit down with an advisor at our office in Creve Coeur, Edwardsville, or Sunset Hills, and sit down with an advisor face-to-face, eye-to-eye, to analyze your risk level, answer your questions, and make sure that you're on that right track to get you successfully to and through retirement. or you can go to chadslegelshow.com to request your very own consumer's guide to finding the right retirement coach, which is an essential guide to developing your winning game plan. Again, that's chadslegelshow.com.
Well, and just as Stan mentioned on the hot seat, you know, if you're using that insurance industry, you're using it as a gap filler. You're using it as a problem solver. If it is income, if it's legacy plan, if it is long-term care or just principal protection, I mean, that's the problem solver. Once you've solved the income needs for you and your spouse, now all of a sudden you can kind of have a little bit more risk to have some icing on the cake and kind of get into some of that fun stuff, so to speak.
Absolutely. So four reasons, again, to have an annuity, according to Stan, the annuity man. He referred to the acronym PILL that he uses. Number one would be principal protection. Understand the different types of annuities, whether you want a fixed annuity, a variable annuity, and understand the ins and the outs before you jump in. If you don't completely understand everything, if you haven't looked at the brochures and understand everything that's in those accounts, good and bad, then I would recommend that you don't do it. But if it's for principal protection, it may be a good tool to use. Number two would be that income for life. We've talked about how a lot of advisors recommend that probability scenario where if you put 50% of your money in bonds and 50% of them in stocks, you have a 78% probability that this money will last 30 years. But what they don't take into consideration, what if the market drops 30%? What if the Fed comes out and makes a decision and stops pumping money into the economy and the market? Then what happens? So you want to make sure that you have some of your money set up to give you that lifetime income stream that's going to last throughout the rest of your life, regardless of how long you live. And, of course, number three, Chad, would be legacy planning.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to go back real quick to the income for life, because there's an article from MarketWatch and Investment News that really talks about how, even the 401k and company plans, they're trying to lobby a little bit because they're seeing the importance of some of these types of products in these kind of plans to really create some type of lifetime income, some type of security because of all the pensions that have gone away. So that's important, and people are noticing that as well.
And just like we had the professor from the University of Illinois, Jeffrey Miller, on last week, and he was talking about that, these 401ks need to have some kind of an annuity in them to be able to give people that income stream. Why? Because those pensions are going away. You don't have that guaranteed income stream that's going to come in the rest of your life that you can adjust your lifestyle to. So that is very important. Number three, legacy planning. And again, number four, Chad, would be that long-term care protection, the other unknown.
Well, and I think we see a lot of times with the use of annuity and that pill, so that what he refers to as PILL, you know, this is something that the annuity can provide. It can provide the legacy planning or with some death benefit options, and it can also provide that long-term care. You add an income supplement if you were to need some long-term care assistance in the future. So, you know, these are things that it's not going to be your true long-term care plan, but there are other options to use these for as well.
Absolutely. And one strategy to use for your playbook this week that we want to review with you, as Stan was talking about, if you're trying to accomplish a lifetime income or an income plan needed for your nest egg in retirement, you need to determine, number one, if your current income plan is best for you, and not have what we just talked about, that probability plan, but instead have that peace of mind, or what Stan called that family pension, that private pension plan that you know is going to come in each and every month.
Well, and I think just being able to review your current income plan, also review what would happen if one of the spouses were to walk out on life. You know, what does that income plan look like then? Is there a gap there and you need to solve for that? So just kind of asking yourself those questions of what's your current income plan like, and are you comfortable with your current income plan?
And that's how a good plan starts. Where do I want to be? Where am I at now? And what do I need to accomplish my goals? And again, that fee, understanding the fees, understanding the risk, and understanding, do I have an income plan set up that's going to last throughout the rest of my life? If I don't, that's something you definitely need to get accomplished and need to get it set up. Folks, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about three things to remember or take away from today's show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Your host, the coach, Chad Slagle, and join
me. I'll be with you guys in just a few minutes.
When it comes to your health, your life, your family, your home, and your hard-earned dollars, of course you want to make sure you're working with that sharp, energetic, knowledgeable individual that is always looking out for your best interest.
Such short notes. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
It's time to get your financial house in order. This is the new age of retirement planning.
In the Wall Street world, that's what they talk about. You got to have
back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement.
We are Slagle Financial. Call now, 888-294-9248.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about Chad Slagle and what Chad is going to do for you to maximize your retirement dollar. And I'm talking about 17 years solely focused on retirement dollars and solely focused on maximizing that kind of money. Now, listen, he's got his eye only on making sure that you're making the most of your retirement dollar. So, yeah, there are a lot of good financial guys out there, but some of them are spread pretty thin and don't really know the ins and outs of the game, don't know how the game is played. Chad can be your shepherd. He's the guy who's on every Sunday here at FM News Talk 97.1 advising you on your retirement money, what to do with it, whether or not you're about to retire, whether or not you're just newly retired, or whether or not you've been retired for a couple of years, just not comfortable with the returns. Chad's the guy who's going to massage that and make it work for you. Slagle Financial, S-L-A-G-L-E Financial.com.
Welcome back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. I am your host, the coach, Chad Slagle, and joining me back here for this segment via the phone line is our good friend and longtime Cardinals broadcaster, Mr. Jay Randolph. Jay, thanks a lot for joining us.
Always good to be with you, Chad.
Well, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about our Cardinals, barely close to 500, having some problems. But as we look at the Cardinals now, as we talked off the air, Jay, a few more games and they could be in first place.
Well, you know, I think it's a little like at one point last season. You go through growing pains, and the Cardinals have so much talent right now. It's really a difficult job for Mike Matheny to figure out who should be playing. And I think as we go along in these next few weeks, we're going to see the team more solidified. We're seeing Craig starting to hit. Peralta's doing a good job. We've got a situation where I think Wong has finally matured to the point where he realizes what he has to do at the major league level. I'm very interested that we have Jason Mott back in the bullpen. That's going to help because, of course, the manager is criticized by the way he's used the bullpen a couple of times. That happens when you lose. You know, I think you know You coached long enough to know that you're going to make mistakes. You have so many decisions to make. And when you make a mistake, you really get banged for it. And when you do the right thing, there's not that much in your favor. It's kind of a tough way to go, but Matheny's handling it all very well, and this team is really starting to come together.
Yeah, the manager, since you are the person in charge, you are the scapegoat. If it's going good, you're good, and if it's going bad, you're bad. So, you know, one thing I do want to talk about, we mentioned Wong. A couple weeks ago, my daughter and I, we had a soccer tournament that her team was playing in down in Memphis, and we were lucky enough to go to a Memphis Redbirds game, and actually Wong was down in Memphis at that time. And I tell you what, not only was it exciting to watch the minor leagues, but as we were talking off the air, Jay, so their outfield and some of their players there could be starting for a lot of major league teams. There's a lot of talent down in Memphis and in our farm system.
There really is. You know, in the last couple of years, the talent pool in the minor leagues has improved dramatically. And many people think that we have as good a farm system as there is in Major League Baseball. And John Mozeliak and his staff and the scouts and the people who work in his office with the sabermetrics, everything else, everything goes into play. And it's fascinating to see where we are. I said at a dinner a few weeks ago, Chad, that I look at the Cardinals right now, and I think that they will be in the playoffs for the next 5 years. And I really mean that because there is so much talent at the big league level and at the Triple A level, and there's some pretty good talent in Springfield at the Double A level. So I think Cardinal fans have a lot to look forward to and shouldn't get too excited when we lose.
Well, let's talk about that, Jay. We've talked about, you know, building. It used to be, what, 5-10 years ago, you would build a team through free agency and big contracts, and now it's almost like there's we've gone back to the way it should have been, where you're building your team through the farm system. And the Cardinals, the reason they've been so successful the past few years is just because of that, is they're building their team through their farm system, really, in my opinion, number one, it's smart business from a return on investment perspective. You're not having to have these big contracts, but it's just great all around to see these young kids come up. As you said, Wong, he went back down. Now he's back up, and he's kind of getting the hang of it and kind of see these guys progress and grow.
The real situation as far as the Cardinals go, they're a mid-major market. But again, they'll draw almost 3.4 million fans. They don't have the television money that the Yankees have or that the Dodgers have or some other teams. But they do believe, I think, in the old style of bringing players up through their farm system. That's the way it was done many years ago, way, way back when I first got interested in baseball as a teenager. Most teams had maybe 5, 6, 10 minor league teams. They had A ball. They had, you know, these little towns stuck out in nowhere, and every once in a while there would be a player who would be found out there and be on board and come up. And it seems to me that that's the way to go. I mean, the free agency changed everything. Mm-hmm. And you're really making a huge investment in a very shaky situation, because the human body can get injured, and that's one thing that you can't fight. You get these injury problems with these guys, and now the most popular surgery in America is Tommy John surgery. I mean, it's just, you really, I think, have to do it the way the Cardinals are doing it. And it's wonderful to see, you know, success like this.
And you know what else is cool for, you know, people that have been Cardinals fans for a long time is you see a lot of these former Cardinals giving back and coaching guys that have been in the trenches. Of course, you got Matheny and Mabry on the major league level. You got Chris Carpenter that's helping with the pitching throughout the different higher levels of the minors. You got Jason Isringhausen, which is a roving pitcher going around and helping these younger guys. And that's kind of cool to see. You know, you got these former Cardinals that have been there that are giving back.
It certainly is wonderful, and it's always been a factor for the Cardinals. They're great players, and they're good players, always coming back, trying to help out, trying to be a part of the Cardinal family. And there's no team in baseball, I think, that does a better job of taking care of their alumni, and at the same time, the alumni are very committed to this team.
Absolutely. Well, Jay, that's a lot of good information. It's always fun to talk baseball, but it's kind of fun to kind of look and see kind of the infrastructure of the Cardinals and how it's growing through the AA and the AAA. And again, folks, if you haven't been down to Memphis or if you're ever down in that area, I encourage you to get some tickets and go to the game. It's a wonderful ballpark, a lot of fun. Saturday nights, from what I understand, the game we were at, every Saturday night they do a huge fireworks show. So it's a lot of fun. It's a good family fun.
It really is. And Craig Unger is now down there, left the Cardinal office here to go down and run things in Memphis, and I think there'll be continued success with that ballpark. I hear they're already talking about enlarging it a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. From my understanding, they built that ballpark to be able to build on, and you, as you see that ballpark, you can see in the outfield and other areas where they have the potential to be able to do that and really help, you know, downtown Memphis grow, which I think is a good thing.
Certainly is.
Folks, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about three things you need to remember or to take away from today's show.
He's such an involved dad. He's always telling the kids stories. I remember when so-and-so said I couldn't do this or I didn't make this team. That's what drives him. In our family, we always tell our kids to stick up for each other, stand behind one another. He feels it's his role to provide and keep us safe, to make sure that the kids are taken care of. A lot of Chad's clients have the same traditional values, and he bonds with them. Each family has a different set of circumstances, and each family is unique and different. The common thread between all of Chad's clients is that they want the best for their family, just as he would our own family.
Welcome back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. Takeaways to remember from today's show would be, number one, you have a vested interest in your portfolio. I want everyone to think about what it took over the past 30 to 40 years to build that nest egg where, number one, you can even start thinking about retiring, or where it gives you to the point where you can retire. I think about, Chad, what I've done over the past 20 years, my family and I, you, our firm, to be able to build this up where we have something. So to think about 30 to 40 years to build this nest egg, you owe it to you and your family to find out what you're paying in fees, how much risk you're taking, and you should know exactly how your portfolio is invested.
Well, and I think the second thing, Coach, to kind of take away is, you know, we talked about the $2 million being the new $1 million today, but what's your number? You know, you don't have to have $1 million or $2 million, but what is your number and what's the income that you need to have coming in to make sure the retirement is what you set it up for?
Absolutely, Chad. You need to be able to build your game plan to fit you, your family, and what you want to have coming in each and every month. Maybe $1 million, maybe $2 million, maybe $500,000. You need to know your number. Number three, again, I can't harp on it enough. You need to have that risk and fee analysis done and educate yourself on your accounts and exactly what you want your money to do for you is exactly what Mr. Brown, Professor Brown, was talking about on our hot seat segment. Speaking of educating yourself, Chad, coming up in your area, we have workshops coming up.
Well, and as you can see on May 7th and May 15th in Springfield, Illinois, and May 15th and May 21st in Clayton, Missouri. So any questions about these upcoming events, call 888-294-9248 or go to ChadSlegleShow.com.
Remember, folks, success is waking up in the morning, whoever you are, wherever you are, however old or young, and bounding out of bed because there's something out there that you love to do, that you believe in, that you're good at, and you can hardly wait to get at it again today. At Slagle Financial, realize that this is bigger than our team. It's about educating you, the public, and our wonderful clients, and empowering you to make better decisions with your hard-earned dollars. For our guest, Professor Brown from the University of Illinois, for my colleague Chad Tobin, this is the coach Chad Slagle. We thank you very much for watching, and we look forward to visiting with each and every one of you next week.